Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, here we go, everybody. Welcome to the program. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show is on the air, live and direct from the KALC studios right here in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 is the radio station. You can get us on an Audacy app, too. The Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, A-U-D-A-C-Y. The Audacy app is free. Put it on your phone. We're all over America. And you get a podcast after 10 o'clock. It is a Wednesday. Hello and welcome. Good morning, Carson. How are you?
Good morning, BJ.
Oh, man, oh, man. Today I'm disheveled.
Yeah, you seem like it.
Oh, I am. I'm running like crazy this morning. I've been in the house. I went back to bed. I got up. I went back to bed again. I'll explain all this, but I'm just running ragged this morning.
Did you? You found your phone?
Jeez, I found my phone.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
It was down in the car. I don't know what's going
on
here.
That's the worst feeling when you don't have your phone.
Yeah. You're just lost, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you got FOMO. You don't know what's going on, really.
Yeah,
you wonder if people are trying to get a hold of you.
But if you have your phone or you don't have your phone, it's impossible to use Find My Phone.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Just saying.
Can't really do it.
Just in case no one has discovered that yet. It's hard to find my phone when you can't find your phone, right? That's words to live by right there.
That's right.
I got to explain. We're a little shorthanded today. Jamie's not going to be here. She was sick overnight, and we started getting texts at like, 1:30 in the morning?
Yeah, I felt bad for her. As soon as I woke up, I saw it, and I was like, oh, she's been up all night.
I hope it's not the parasite.
I know. It's the first thing that went through my brain.
Did she go out and eat some lettuce yesterday?
I hope not.
She have a salad?
I don't know. She said she was staying away from the salad.
I don't know.
Something else.
I don't know. Every now and then they sneak some of that lettuce in there. Cilantro could have been that,
yeah.
Right? Is it parsley on the list?
Yep.
Yep.
Could be.
So she leaves us a text this morning. It's about 1:30 or so in the morning. Now, I don't see it, okay? Because I'm asleep, all right?
Yeah.
So I get up this morning, and I'll just give you why I'm so disheveled this morning, okay? But I get up, and I'm getting ready for work, and I get all the way out to my vehicle, and I notice the text. I see where she says, "Hey, guys, I'm not going to make it. I feel bad. I've been up all night. I don't know what it is," and blah, blah, blah. And I apologize, you know. She feels bad not being here. We always do, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so I thought, yeah, Yeah. It's time to go back to bed, Beach. Go back to bed. So I did. So I text you, and I went back to bed.
I figured you probably would.
But I'm the type that I can't go back to sleep. You know, once I wake up, and if I've had enough sleep, once I wake up, I got to get up. I can't just lay there, and I can't lay in bed and scroll my phone. My wife and son are going to sleep till 9 o'clock, so I can't get out of bed and roam the house because of the dogs. Yeah. They're going to cause noise, right? So now I'm stuck, and I thought, well, maybe it's best if we do a live show today and not do a best of, because we could have thrown on a best of today easily, right?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
But I thought, no, maybe it's best that I get up, and if I stay home, I'm going to be bored as hell. Why not just get up? So I got up, and I started over again and finally got here about, 45 minutes ago or so.
I mean, good for you, because I would have went straight back to bed.
Can you go back to bed, though?
Oh, yeah.
I can't do that.
100%.
I can't do it. I don't know what it is.
I feel like I'm always tired.
Once I get up, and, you know, I'd already got the shower. I'd already got my clothes on. I was already outside in the vehicle. And it's just impossible for me to go back in and go to sleep.
Well, your adrenaline's going. I can kind of see that.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. And again, and I've explained this many times when one of us isn't here, we think you as an audience would rather have a live show, right? I mean, we have plenty of best ofs. I wouldn't call it best.
Yeah, best
we
is a loose
recorded
term.
Material. Best might be a loose term, you're right. But we have plenty of audio that we could play to do a show today, okay? And most people wouldn't even probably know it.
Yeah.
In most cases, right? But I just figure that people want a live show.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
I mean there's current things that are out there. So some of the things that you would hear on a best of are old material.
Yeah.
And so I think a live show is the best way to go, even though, you know, when somebody like Jamie White, of all people, is missing, it's noticeable.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, it's a big difference.
So
for sure.
Don't be texting me this morning saying, you two buffoons, you should have thrown on a best of, blah, 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 giving us crap because we're trying. Okay?
That's all we could do.
We gave it an effort this morning.
We're here. We showed up to work when we didn't have to.
Yeah, we made it. Could have gone back to bed. Maybe not to sleep, but I could have gone back to bed this morning. All right. Just getting started here on this Wednesday. Going to be another hot one today. But rain. Did you get rain yesterday?
Yeah, we got a little bit. Not a ton. Maybe like a half hour.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah, it wasn't anything crazy. Yeah. I still turned on my sprinklers last night. So
I love rainy days.
Yeah.
But we can't get them for some reason. I know certain areas probably got some rain, but for me, not very much. But there's a chance again today, I think. All right, going to be around 93 degrees today. As I said, a chance of afternoon thundershowers. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Without Jamie this morning, but we'll get through it. Textnado is wide open, 303-222-5423. If you want to participate this morning, we'd love to hear from you. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Got a lot on the plate today. The Tony Romo video is wild, isn't it?
Oh, it's crazy.
I kind of feel bad for him.
He kind of got bullied a little bit.
He did. He got profiled too, you know, just because he's a golfer.
Oh, they figured
that he's all liquored up.
They were probably waiting right outside the golf course, just right, waiting for him to come out.
We got a lot. All right, stick around. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Wednesday, just kicking off the morning. Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. A little snafu there. Today is National Chicken Wing Day, right?
Yes, it is.
Chicken wings. Man, I love my chicken wings. You know my favorite, Carson.
I sure do.
My favorite in the world. I love big Hooters wieners.
And they...
I love the chicken wings over at Hooters, man.
They really are good.
I do. There are a lot of chicken wings in town, so you got a lot to choose from, man. National Chicken Wing Day. All over the country. What happened last night at Ball Arena with Megan Maroney?
Megan Maroney canceled her show, mid-performance. What? She was a couple songs in, and she came on stage and said that she was basically sick. She couldn't continue.
No kidding. Yeah. Did we play Megan Maroney?
No.
We
no,
don't?
No. Yeah, she's hardcore country.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
There's a couple of tunes in here that's her. Let me just hear one real quick here, just to see if I've ever heard it before, right? Okay, let me check this out. All right, Megan Maroney, she got sick last night on stage, right? at Ball Arena. I had to call it quits. Kind of like Jamie White. Yeah. Kind of, right? Yep, never heard of her.
I wouldn't never pick you as a Megan Maroney fan.
So. Nope, never heard of her.
But yeah, I bet you a lot of people were disappointed. I put the video up of her, actually. There's a ton of video of her announcing that she was canceling the show.
Here she goes.
She does sound bad.
She's on stage last night, Ball Arena.
This is obviously the last thing I ever want to do. But I am obviously extremely sick, and I thought I did everything to make myself better and then obviously do something. I just can't play this show tonight. I want to give you guys the show you deserve, and I'm probably going to go cry in my dressing room now. Stop! I'm sorry. Okay. This is like my worst nightmare. And I promise I'll make it up to you guys like 10 times. And I love you, and I'm really sorry. And we're going to work out the details, and I'll give you all the
details. She's upset.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry. So, love you guys.
Oh man! Do we know what's wrong with her?
No. It said undisclosed illness. I would imagine just based on her voice that she was just losing her voice and maybe she was dealing with maybe some kind of bug or something like that.
Explosive diarrhea.
Oh, I hope not.
Explosive diarrhea. You can hear it in her voice, right?
She had to go to the bathroom.
Now, that sucks. If you went down to Ball Arena last night to see her, now, granted, if she's sick, she's sick. There's nothing you can do about it, right? It happens to everybody. But you go all the way down there. You get parked. You know you've got your whole evening planned out, probably went to dinner beforehand, jumped into Brooklyn's down there or something like that, spent a few bucks, had a few cocktails or whatever, and then you get over there and she hits the stage and she just can't perform.
I know.
Can't make it.
Ugh.
That blows.
And especially for parents, like you got to get a babysitter.
Yeah.
Watch the kids, right? It's a whole parent side out, and then boom. And you're like, you're drinking before, right, during the openers, and then she just cancels two songs in.
Yeah. You what do you do at that point? I mean, there's nothing you can do about it, but it just ruins the evening.
Yeah.
And then you got to start over again because now she's going to have to reschedule, right, to make it up to everybody, and then she's back again. And again, I'm sure most people understand that. But why is it that we've had a rash of these lately? Have you noticed?
Yeah.
I mean, last week it was Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Remember?
He
gets on stage. Now, he did play for 90 minutes, but they say that the crowd had to sing most of his songs because he couldn't perform. But he ended up canceling and said he would make it up to the audience. And again, that was after 90 minutes of a performance that he did.
And maybe it's social media, but it does seem like you said, it seems to be happening more often than
not. I can't think of the others, but there's a couple of more over the past month that have done the same thing where they can't. Oh, Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart
was here for Red Rocks.
And then Lionel Richie, remember he had a dizzy spell.
Yeah. I mean, there's been a plethora. Now, with Rod Stewart, hey. With Rod Stewart, though, I mean, he's an old guy, all right? So he kind of, you're kind of taking a risk when you buy a ticket for him.
Oh, absolutely. Okay? He's in his 80s.
And Lionel Richie, he doesn't look it, but he's an old guy, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you can kind of expect maybe the show happens, maybe it doesn't, because if you remember, Rod Stewart, he canceled two shows back to back. Here at Red Rocks and is rescheduled for September of 2027.
That was also interesting because he jetted off to the World Cup. Remember that? He caught some heat for that.
The World Cup, he was spotted there before that.
Oh, okay.
It was before the concert here in Denver. It was like the Sunday before. I think our shows were a Monday and a Tuesday. All right, Megan Maroney, if you went down to the show last night, all you got from her was this.
Obviously, the last thing I ever want to do. But I am obviously extremely sick, and I thought I did everything to make myself better, and then obviously do something.
Poopskies.
I just can't play this show tonight.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you guys the show you deserve.
Explosive some diarrhea.
I'm probably going to go cry in my dressing room now. Stop!
I mean, she's really upset.
Okay. This is like my worst nightmare. I promise I'll make it up to you guys like 10 times.
All right, she's going to make it up to you. So if you had tickets last night, she'll be back. She'll be back. She'll take care of you. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Ah, what a song. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, live on the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. Download it. Take us wherever you go. It's a Wednesday. Going to be around 93 degrees today. The heat is on. Maybe some showers later on this afternoon. Got a story here. I'd like your feedback on Texnado. Oh, by the way, Jamie's not here today in case you missed her first break. She gave us a text overnight, not feeling well. Going to sit this one out today. Carson and I decided, hey, we'll do the show live so that we don't give you a recorded show. So, boom, here we are. We're going to knock this thing out of the park today. The story here, let me try to explain how I understood the story, and then I'll play you the news report on it, okay? And it's got to do with a student that's in school. He's first grade, I think it is, right?
Yeah.
So he's like 5-6 years old. And from what I understand, he is slightly autistic. Is that in the story, too?
A little bit, correct.
Okay, all right. So, he's at school. Now, I don't know when this happened, because school's out.
It's kind of an ongoing issue with him.
Well, I don't know when it happened, is what I'm saying, because school is out for the summer.
Yeah.
But maybe he's in summer school, because from what I understand, this just happened a couple of days ago. Anyway, the kid, again, slightly autistic, he's in the first grade. He took a water bottle and he pointed it at another student and made gun sounds. Pew, 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 pew. He did that. The teachers warned him, okay? And then at some point in the same day, he took his sandwich that he had for lunch and he bit, eating his sandwich, but after biting it several times, he turned it into the shape of a gun.
Correct.
He's been suspended.
Yes.
And people are outraged. It's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And he bit it so that it looks like a gun. He didn't, from what I understand, he didn't, you know, use it to simulate that he was shooting anyone that I know of. But they saw that and they thought, okay, this is the second incident. This kid has to be suspended from school. Here's the story.
While his brain helps him solve problems others may not see, it can sometimes create problems in the classroom. According to school records, administrators at Sarah Harp Minter Elementary in Fayette County have issued more than 24 disciplinary actions against
him. Oh, I didn't know about 24.
Yeah, he's been in trouble a decent amount.
Jeez, two dozen. They got a little situation going on.
Like the day they got a call from the school because there was a problem with a sandwich.
During lunch, John took his sandwich, bit it into a shape of a gun, and aimed it at a peer and made gun sounds.
So he did do gun sounds.
Yes,
with the sandwich, too.
Yeah.
I know there was a water bottle involved, but I didn't know he made... Oh, man.
And they informed me over that phone call that he was getting suspended for it.
Uh-oh.
The first grader has a fascination with guns, something his parents say started after meeting a police officer at church. Records show the school suspended him for pointing a water bottle at someone while making gun noises.
If it's not fingers, it's now sandwiches. I'm like, what is it going to be next that it is going to upset the school?
What do you do? What do you do? Texnado is 303-222-5423. What do you do? I mean, he's got a fascination with guns. I can see the school and their response and their attitude toward this, but at the same time, I mean, he's a kid that first grade.
I mean, 6-year olds, they can't really comprehend when they do that kind of stuff. They think they're just playing, but it's just one of those things that their brain can't comprehend what they're actually doing and what that kind of means.
I get it. I get that. But you're also a school that you have to keep everybody safe. And if you've got, you got 24 disciplinary, warnings as it is.
Yeah.
So at some point, maybe you just have to find a different school.
Yeah, because, I mean, after all that, it's not sinking into him, obviously.
Yeah.
That he's getting in trouble for bringing up guns of any matter.
Oh, man.
Whether it's a water bottle sandwich, whatever, or even just fingers.
The kid's been suspended, and the community around there is outraged over it, saying that this kid should be given a break on this because, he doesn't know any better. He's only a first grader. He's autistic. He's got a fascination, and it's not due to crime shows or anything like that. It's because he met a cop once, and that's where he got this fascination from. So what do you do with the kid?
That's a tough. I feel for the parents because that's a tough place to be in.
Yeah, you can hear it. I think that's the mom in there, right?
Yeah.
And you can hear it in her voice. It's like, what do we do? What are we going to do now?
At some point, it's got.
What was the kid's name again?
Johnny,
Danny.
I can't remember.
Let me start over.
While his brain helps him solve problems others may not see, it can sometimes create problems in the classroom. According to school records, administrators at Sarah Harp Minter Elementary in Fayette County have issued more than 24 disciplinary actions against them. Like the day they got a call from the school because there was a problem with a sandwich.
During lunch, John took his sandwich, bit it into a shape of a gun, and aimed it at a peer and made gun sounds.
And yeah, I think if you're the parents, you got to find a different, you got to have another option here. I don't think you can do the public school. I think this is a public school, and I don't know if you can do that. I think you got to go to either, you know, therapy or a school for someone that, you know, that may be somewhat autistic. But you got to make a different call here because the school has to protect the other kids too.
Yeah, I mean, because if I'm a parent of another child, I'm a little concerned.
Exactly.
Not gonna lie, you
know. Exactly. And Textnado is kind of saying that at 303-222-5423. Let's see here. Autism is not an excuse. You still have to make a move if you're the parents. Blah, 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 blah. He's got a fascination aiming and shooting at people. Could be a problem down the road.
Yeah.
Even though autistic, it's still a problem. Yeah, I agree with that. I think the parents have to make another decision, right?
They've got to, yeah.
Yeah, you got to do
that. If he's not going to learn his lessons, then.
People are outraged in that area, though.
BJ and Jamie.
Dirty deeds. Dynamite cheek. Dirty deeds.
NATO, no, no, no. Jamie did not go to AC/DC. She's got the AC/DC flu, according to you on Textnado. No, it's not true.
So many people that are saying that.
I know. They're like, she went to the concert at the stadium last night. That's why she's not here today. No, 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 no. Anybody go to the show last night? 303-222-5423. AC/DC at the stadium. Let's go. What's the little guy's name again? Angus?
Angus,
was
yeah.
Angus there in his boy shorts?
And so my buddy Jason, who works down at Empire Field, he was like, oh, Carson, you should have seen it last night. Like, he said it was an older crowd, obviously, but he said Angus had the compression socks on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was rocking the stage, and Jason had to throw out a 400-pound dude that got in a fight last night. So people were getting crazy.
They got in a fight last night?
Yeah.
Inside the concert?
Yeah. A 400-pound dude.
Does he know why they were fighting?
No,
just
he's
all liquored up.
He's
or what?
Just one of those guys. Like he's like the main guy who controls his section. So he typically has to get the cops involved, and they had to go wrangle this dude out and kick him out. So people were getting feisty.
Man, I tell you, I wish I had gone.
I know.
I really do. Because now I never was a big AC/DC fan.
Oh.
Kind of become that over the years, but when they were hot, I wasn't really into it. But now it's classic music.
Dude, I would
And it's probably the last show they're going to do here.
It's one of those legendary bands, right?
Yeah.
It's like a bucket list item. I definitely had some FOMO last night.
A little Back in Black, you know, all that. Yeah. Hope you had a good time at the stadium, unless you were in the fight.
Yeah. Against that 400-pounder.
That's pretty impressive, though. You got a group like this. How old are these guys? Like 75 years old?
Oh, yeah.
They got to be,
easily.
Right? How old is Angus? Look him up real quick here. And you got to figure, for them to pack a stadium, that's impressive.
71 years old.
He's 71.
Angus, yeah, rocking around. Thunderstruck!
He's still doing those little boy shorts or that schoolboy outfit that he wears.
With compression
and
socks.
He does that whole, you know, leg dance across the stage, right? AC/DC, last night at the stadium. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Coming up next here, Tony Romo. Have you seen the body cam? I don't know. I think he was. A little liquored up. He got an OWI. It's called an OWI in Wisconsin. He was leaving a golf tournament, and now the body cam has come out. The OWI means operating a vehicle while intoxicated, right?
Correct.
And I think in Wisconsin, it's just a slap on the wrist. It's not like most states because they love their beer up there. And so he gets that, but the body cam came out yesterday, and the cop, she had every right to question the way she did, but you could tell he was agitated about it, and so was she.
He looks disheveled, though.
He does.
He looks
a little hammered.
He's not acting that drunk, but man, he looks bad.
And before he does his, what's it called when you make you get out and do your little steps? It's called the sobriety field test,
yeah.
So he's doing his sobriety field. He has to stretch and warm up before. It's great. We'll get to it next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, here on a Wednesday. Although it's just Carson and I today, simply because Jamie is out, she's sick. She let us know overnight that not feeling well, probably back here tomorrow. So, no, not a concert, no hangover, nothing like that. Just down with the bug, I guess. All right. So we're here live to do the show for you this morning. And I want to play this audio from Tony Romo's, his OWI, which I'd never heard of. It's always been either, what is it, DUI or what's the other? Not DUI, but there's another too.
DWI, I think.
DWI, is it? Yeah, I think so. OWI, operating a vehicle while intoxicated. The body cam came out yesterday. I love the body cams. I think the body cams may be the best thing that's happened in the last 15 years for law enforcement, both for the police, for the public, and for radio, because we get the audio from it. So I love it. And so it got released yesterday of Tony Romo being pulled over in Wisconsin. He's coming from a golf course, and you can tell that he's a little weathered.
Yeah.
He looks a little weathered, yeah. Okay? Now, to me, he's not slurring his words. He doesn't look that impaired to me.
No, he's not slurring his word. He's not, you know, he's not misspeaking. He's acting normal. But the way he looks, he doesn't look like he just came from the golf course. He's wearing like a regular white T-shirt. He looks like he just came from a bar, essentially.
No.
To me.
I don't know. He was at a golf tournament. We know that for sure. Okay? He played in a celebrity golf tournament. That's what he left. That's been confirmed. So I know that he came from the golf course. Now, maybe he changed shirts or something.
Maybe.
But he looked weathered, but he looked like he'd been outdoors in the hot sun, you know, for 5 hours playing around. I mean, he looked it. He really did. But they pull him over, and the cop is suspicious from the very beginning. Here's part of the encounter from the body cam that got released yesterday.
Where are you coming from?
The golf course. And I'm going to meet Grandma and Grandpa.
He's headed out to meet Grandma and Grandpa. And the officer just looks at him like, what? You're headed to see your grandparents?
Okay. How many drinks have you had?
Zero.
Are you willing to take any field sobriety tests?
Call my lawyer.
You're denying to step out of the vehicle?
No.
Pending fields?
I'm just going to call my lawyer.
Okay, step out of the vehicle.
All right, so at this point, he's pulled over. She suspects something because he just left the golf course. And I think the golf course was a dead giveaway for the police officer, simply because everybody knows you go to the golf course, a lot of people drink at the golf course.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they bring drinks on golf carts.
Well, yeah. And not only that, though, even if you don't when you're playing, because you want to play your best, all right, you go to the what they call the 19th hole, right?
Yep.
You finish up your 18 holes, and then the bar is called the 19th. Have a couple of cocktails with the buddies, and then you hit the road and you go home, right? That's probably what happened here. Well, he wants to call his lawyer. He's got his phone out, and he's trying his best to talk her into letting him call his lawyer to get some advice.
Are you willing to take any field sobriety tests?
Call my lawyer.
You're denying to step out of the vehicle?
No.
Pending fields?
I'm just going to call my lawyer.
Okay, step out of the vehicle.
I personally think that you should be allowed to call your lawyer. I mean, you're looking for legal advice. You're in a world of trouble. It only takes 5 minutes if you can get him on the phone. If you can't, then it is what it is. But I think you should be able to call your lawyer and just get some advice on what I should do at this point, because I'm pulled over and they suspect I've been drinking.
I don't know.
Nope, step out of the vehicle.
I thought you were taking me through it.
So, as of right now, we're on a leveled ground. We're on a bridge. I want to convey you somewhere that's going to be an even surface, free of debris.
Yes, I agree, so we don't get hit.
Turn around.
All right, the field sobriety test is underway. You don't get to see that, really, do you?
No, well, she really can't get a... They can't really... They're already pulled over on a bridge, as you heard in there. So they take them back to the police station.
Yeah.
And then they make him do a field sobriety test there. And he's got to stretch and do all these things.
He got pulled over, from what I understand, from what is on the video. He got pulled over because Tony Romo passed a car that's in the fast lane, and he took the slow lane to pass the car. Mm-hmm. And she says the maneuver he made was suspicious. Not illegal, but it was suspicious.
Yeah.
So now he does the field sobriety test. She thinks it's enough to arrest him. So they take him back to the police station, and they're going to make him do it again. They offer to do a blood test. He denies. He says, no, I'm not going to do it. My lawyers have always said you don't go that route. You don't give them that kind of information. And so before he does his sobriety test at the police station, he does it again. He stretches. He goes to the back bumper of the vehicle, and he starts doing his stretch moves like he's getting ready to play football.
It's so weird. It's so funny.
It's great. It's great. And the cop's like, what are you doing? He's, I got to warm up. I got to stretch. I got to be ready
he's
to
like,
do this.
Back injuries. Yeah. And she also asked him if he's had a
concussion. Yeah. Not today, but I've had them in the past. I was quarterback at the NFL.
And then when my partner brought the backpack that you wanted.
This part here is he had a backpack with him, and they found shooters inside the backpack when they did a search.
And then when my partner brought the backpack that you wanted, we basically do not an inventory, but I make sure that there's no guns in there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you guys checked
and there were a few shooters in there that I observed.
Yeah. Any of them drank?
Any had injuries recently? Any concussions?
For the years, yes, but not recently.
You willing to submit to a PBT?
What is that?
Machine that you blow in?
Oh, no, we're not doing that.
Okay.
I've already heard from all the lawyers, don't ever do that.
Okay.
So, did I pass this test?
You turn around?
No, I didn't. Did
I pass the test? She says, turn around, let's put the handcuffs on. He says, oh, I guess I didn't pass, did I?
Oh,
I guess I blew it. And then he refuses to take that alcohol blood test.
Yeah.
Because he says, which probably is a good move, because they don't have that documented on exactly what his BAC would be. So that was probably a good move on his part.
You willing to submit to a PBT?
What is that?
Machine that you blow in?
Oh, no, we're not doing that.
Okay.
I've already heard from all the lawyers, don't ever do that.
Okay.
So, did I pass this test?
You turn around?
No, I didn't. Can I use my phone real quick? Because there's a plane taking off.
You're under arrest
there.
For...
Okay.
Ma'am,
okay.
Ma'am, I'm going to miss my flight. Can we get through this? Can we get this over with? I got a flight to catch.
It seems like as soon as he asked if he could call his lawyer, she was not having it. She was done with him.
He's going to get off. He's not going to be reprimanded in probably any serious way whatsoever. They say in Wisconsin that this is just, it's not even a misdemeanor. It's like a traffic citation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very serious at all. And I guess CBS, who he's an analyst for, a commentator on CBS for the NFL, they're contemplating if they're going to fire him or not. I saw a report this morning that I thought they said they weren't going to fire him. He has an $18 million a year job. $18 million a year. And they're thinking if they're going to fire him or not. And he's just waiting to find out, I guess.
CBS should, if they do keep him on, they just need to get him a car service. He cannot drive anywhere by himself.
Another Tiger Woods here, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, you can see the video. We put it up on our Facebook page. It's the Tony Romo being pulled over in Wisconsin after a golf tournament. He got an OWI from the incident, and you can see the entire body cam footage on our Facebook page, the BJ and Jamie page. Just go check it out for yourself. But I don't know if he's actually liquored up.
He doesn't seem sloppy.
He does not.
No.
He seems very coherent, and he seems like he's got it all together. Had he had a couple of cocktails? Probably.
Absolutely.
Probably.
100%.
Probably. Yeah. But go judge it for yourself. The Body Cam's on our Facebook page.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can take us anywhere you go. And a podcast, anything on the program that you miss, you'll get it after 10 o'clock with the podcast. The Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Check it out. Somebody won the Mega Millions last night.
No.
$800 million.
Oh, no way.
One ticket in Florida. One ticket. 800. It just broke just a few minutes ago. $800 million. We do have a winner. That person is in Florida. It does not say what part of Florida in the story here, but one big old lump sum of cash has been won. It goes back to $50 million after a big winner last night.
Of course it's Florida.
Son of a gun.
I even bought a ticket last night.
Me too. I just saw it. Mega Millions winner. The Powerball, which is tonight, I think it, let me check it real quick.
663 million.
All right. Have you seen the story of this Powerball winner up in Kentucky? There's a guy in Kentucky. He won $167 million. $167 million. And it was like a year ago or so he won it. This guy can't stay out of jail.
No.
He can't stay out of jail.
You were talking about bad luck, man.
This guy, and we're talking like he attacks like police officers and stuff.
Yeah.
He's just a menace. And he's so wealthy now that I guess he just thinks he can do anything.
Well, they said his bond, his bail is 50 grand. That's nothing to him.
No. you got to mark it up to like 100 million, right?
Yeah.
To do any damage with him, he's been hit with a domestic violence. He's got a rap sheet a mile long, and every like 3 or 4 months, he's been arrested 4 times since he won the Powerball.
Correct.
4 times.
It's wild.
And we're talking like felony stuff, okay?
Oh, yeah,
we're talking
stuff.
Hardcore stuff that this guy keeps getting arrested for. You would think with $167 million, you could just go away and be happy.
Yeah.
And not break the law and end up in jail. He's just spending all of his time in jail with all this money.
Go buy a place on the beach and just live on the beach, man.
Check this out. Here's the story.
James Farthing, who won the largest...
James. Come on, James. Get your act together, buddy.
James Farthing, who won the largest Powerball jackpot ever at $167.3 million, has been arrested for the 4th time, this time for allegedly strangling a woman. Woman claims...
That's serious.
Yeah.
He strangled somebody. This guy's worth $167 million. That's not the largest Powerball ever. I don't know what they're talking about.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't think so. $167 million? Wasn't there a Powerball that was like $900 million?
I don't
think
know.
So.
James Farthing, who won the largest Powerball jackpot ever at $167.3 million, has been arrested for the 4th time, this time for allegedly strangling a woman.
Jeez.
Woman claims James grabbed her by the neck during an alleged argument, leaving visible welts. Farthing pleaded not guilty on Tuesday to strangulation and assault charges. His bond was set at $15,000, and a judge ordered him to stay away from the woman and wear a monitoring device. James Farthing was previously arrested for allegedly kicking a Florida deputy in the head during a...
All right, so he kicked the deputy when he got pulled over at one point. He's fighting a cop. He's now strangled a woman. What else?
Hotel bar scuffle.
Hotel bar scuffle. The guy's in trouble again.
Broke a chair on someone.
Here we go. Broke a chair over a head, right?
He was busted in an alleged witness intimidation case and has recently been charged for a November hit and run. Authorities say he was driving his Corvette over 100 miles an hour, rear-ended a vehicle, and fled on foot.
Got his Corvette out. They rear-end somebody and just flees from the scene.
And witness intimidation? He was like basically harassing someone tied to a court case?
Jeez. Unbelievable. He's worth $167 million, and the guy has been in jail more than he's been out of jail since he won the Powerball.
And you're right, the largest Powerball jackpot obviously was back in 2022, that Edwin Castro. He had $997 million after it was like $2.4 billion.
Maybe it's for the state of Kentucky, but I know for a fact, because remember Powerball Pete, when he was here, when he was working here, we'd always get into the pools.
Yep.
And the pools were approaching $1 billion at that time.
I always get it mixed up between Powerball and Mega Millions.
Yeah, so $167 million. Now, granted, it's a nice little chunk of change, but it's not the largest Powerball that's ever been played. I mean, there's been plenty more than 167. This guy literally has spent more days in jail than out of jail since he won the Powerball.
That's terrible.
He's a menace to society. There are certain people in this world that don't need that kind of money.
Seriously, how does he win it? No one else? It had to be him?
And he looks like a biker, too, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He's got that look like he's trouble.
He looks like he's in a biker gang for sure.
This guy, he strangles a woman, and then he kicks a cop. He busts a chair over somebody's head in a barroom fight, and he takes his Corvette, rams another car. And then he flees the scene. But he's rich. He's rich.
BJ and Jamie.
If you want to see something impressive, go Google or AI Bruno Mars when he was a kid. He was so talented. He's still talented, but he was unbelievable. Some of those videos are crazy. He's going to be here in September. Bruno will be at the Air Force Academy at Falcon Stadium. And I'm looking at some of the ticket prices here. If you want really crappy seats, it's going to cost you a couple of $100. If you want a upper deck, but it's still a good view, $400 to get on the floor down close. Going to cost you anywhere from $700 to $1,000 on a ticket. Two shows back to back. He's doing a Saturday and Sunday late in September, and these tickets are pretty pricey.
I feel like Bruno Mars is one of those, it's an iconic show that you have to see at some point in your life, though.
He's so talented.
Yeah.
But man, $1,000? Who forks out that kind of money?
I mean, Morgan Wallen was going for about $1,000, even a couple grand for floor
seats. What is going on with ticket prices?
It's
unbelievable.
Insane. Yeah.
Why did I sound like Jerry Seinfeld there? I don't know. I don't get it. All right, coming up next, an incredible story. Have you seen the video of the kid that was a lifeguard? He rescued a 10-year-old?
It's
wild, isn't
unbelievable.
It? Unbelievable. This kid, man, and I think he's going to the White House. I think he's getting some type of presidential medal for this.
He's been invited.
Has he?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the kid, he's a lifeguard out in California, a dramatic rescue. We've got the video up on our Facebook page. If you want to go take a look at it, we'll give you the complete story. This kid is a hero. He saved this 10-year-old. This 10-year-old was gone. He was doomed. Until the 16-year-old jumps in the water to save him. We'll talk about it when we come back. But BJ and Jamie Morton.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Big show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Another chance of that monsoon rain coming up again this afternoon. 93 for a high today. Jamie White is out. She is sick. We got a text about 1:30 in the morning saying, oh, but I feel terrible. I cannot make it. She sounds like Bill Clinton.
I was going to say.
Yeah. So I don't know exactly what happened. Maybe it's the parasite. I have no idea.
I hope not.
Me too.
I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
Me either. Me either.
You okay?
Yeah. Hey, this video of this kid that rescued the other kid, he's a lifeguard. He's at the beach. This is in California. Is unbelievable. Our Facebook page, BJ and Jamie fan page, go look at this video. This kid jumps in the most dangerous water that you can imagine on a shoreline. It's absolutely, I mean, this kid that's 10 years old, he's a goner. Right?
Oh, for sure.
He's a goner.
Yeah.
He every now and then his head will bob up, but he's underwater most of the time. Well, this kid that's 16 years old, lifeguard, they say very athletic. I guess he played water polo or something in high school, or he's currently on the team. And he goes into the water to get this kid and literally saves his life. He is a superhero.
His name's Ryder Williams.
Ryder Williams. He is a hero. The guy got invited, I think, to the White House. Didn't Donald Trump say, hey, come on up here. I'm going to give you a medal.
He has been. Yeah, they want to honor him.
Yeah. All right. So he's going to do that. But and the water is so rough. When you watch this video, the water is so rough. Do we have audio on this?
No, we got the news story.
We have the news story here, right? But the water is so rough that once he gets this 10-year-old, the 16-year-old, once he gets him, they have to go in, they being other people, have to go into the water and pull them both out.
The waves are relentless, just crashing and covering, like just wave upon wave.
Kid's going to die. The 10-year-old, he doesn't have a chance without this 16-year-old.
President Donald Trump says he is inviting a hero teen lifeguard to the White House after he saved a boy off Santa Cruz. We've shown you the video from the weekend showing that 16-year-old holding on to the 10-year-old boy, battling wave after wave. This was at Seabright Beach. He and another lifeguard eventually got that boy out safely. President Trump posted the video to Truth Social, writing, "We're going to bring this heroic young man and his family into the White House with perhaps the boy he saved to give him a high civilian honor. Very brave. He deserves it." And yep. Trump's son, Eric, also posted, "Give the 16-year-old lifeguard the highest civilian honor. This yep. is truly the best of America. Well done."
Yep. Well done. He saves his life.
I can't even
No
imagine.
Doubt about it. That water is rough.
Oh,
how, I don't understand how the 10-year-old's out there by himself. Maybe there are people around that's just not in the shot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because it is, right. is kind of a short frame.
Go check out the video. It's on our fan page, the BJ and Jamie fan page. You'll see the video. The kid is a hero. He's going to get a medal. I got something I want to bring up. Now, Carson, I call myself the king of common sense, okay?
Yep.
I have pretty good common sense. I really do. Now, I might not be the most intelligent IQ, you know what I'm talking about, but when it comes to seeing a story and having an opinion on something, I think my common sense is pretty good. Above average, I'll say, okay? I got a beef with the Denver Broncos.
Oh, why is that?
I got a beef. You know, they showed up for camp this week, right?
Yep.
Was it yesterday or day before yesterday? They're at their brand new facility down there,
right? I think it was Monday, yeah.
Yeah, shame on you, Broncos, and I'll explain it when we come back. But I've got a real take on this, and I think a lot of people are going to agree with me, okay? But the Denver Broncos, you made a mistake.
Ooh.
Shame on you. Shame on you.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday. Oh, man, the month is almost over, isn't it? I think, Saturday is August 1st?
Yep.
Oh, isn't it the 150th anniversary birthday of Colorado?
It sure is.
Yeah, big celebrations throughout town, right?
Yeah, Union Station's having one of the biggest.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Big old birthday party coming up this weekend for the state of Colorado. All right, I said this a few minutes ago, and Carson, I noticed something, okay? I'm going to call you out on something, okay? because I just stated, I call myself the king of common sense. Now, I also said I don't have probably a great IQ. I'd say it's decent, but not great. You know, no Einstein or anything like that. Yeah. But when it comes to common sense, I think I'm pretty well nailing it. You know, on most cases, all right? On my opinion. And I noticed when I said that a few minutes ago, you got very quiet. You were very silent, and you did not back me up on that, which I expected you to jump in and go, oh, yeah, yo, every time you apply your common sense, you nail it every single time, Beige.
Well, you know, my mom always said, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything.
Okay. All right.
Just going to leave it at that.
All right. And I said, shame on you, Denver Broncos. I can't believe that the Denver, and if you agree or disagree with me, I really don't care, okay? 303-222-5423. I do like to read them, but I really don't care, right? Denver Broncos, why are you allowing this linebacker, Jonathan Cooper, into your camp?
Oh.
Here's a guy that's been arrested twice within a week, okay? And the charges that he's facing are very serious. And if this were me or Carson or Jamie or anybody else here, we would be let go and pending. I'm not saying you have to fire the guy, cancel his contract, stop paying the guy. I'm not saying any of that. All I'm saying is, until this is resolved, why isn't this guy sitting on the sidelines and not in your camp? He reported to camp. Didn't they go back yesterday or day before yesterday? Something like that?
Yeah, so veterans start reporting this week. Their first official practice is on Friday, but yeah, they're all supposed to report to camp.
Yeah, I think they're all back there. And I saw the story that he's there. He's there in camp. Here's a guy that was arrested by the Parker Police Department. He had a dispute with his girlfriend. There was a phone throw. There were some domestic violence charges, criminal mischief charges, and all that, right? Then he got out of jail, and then he got arrested again, because here is a guy that second-degree assault by strangulation, misdemeanor third-degree assault, and that was after a medical evaluation of the victim themselves, so therefore they had some proof that it did happen, something happened. He was arrested again for harassment, violating a protection order, and allegedly sending multiple messages to the victim, and then showing up at the victim's apartment, too. Borderline stalking, if you really add all this up here. All right, now I know that the guy is innocent until proven guilty. But if it's me, or if it's you listening to this show, and your employer saw these charges against you over a period of about 3 weeks, I think you'd probably be told to go home for a while, is what I would think.
I would say you'd absolutely be gone.
Okay, yeah. All right. It looks bad. It looks bad as an NFL franchise, being the Denver Broncos, that you allowed this one guy to show up and be a part of your training camp until this is resolved, in my opinion. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that, but isn't the NFL just notorious for this kind of stuff?
It doesn't matter. I'm talking about the Denver Broncos management and the owners of the Denver Broncos. The NFL, how they handle these situations, I don't really care, okay? I'm just saying, Denver Broncos, it makes you look bad when you allow this, because the average schmo out there, like me, would never be able to get by with this and retain being here on the radio, okay? And most people out there going to work right now, you're in the same situation. Your employer would put you on the sidelines in a heartbeat if you were facing these charges. And this is one guy, not going to change the outcome of the season. It's not going to – one guy on a football team. But you got to show them that you're serious and teach them a lesson.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
And especially with like domestic, you're talking about domestic violence, assault.
Yeah.
It's not like some traffic violation or anything like that.
Strangulation.
There are serious charges here.
Yeah. Hands around the neck.
Yeah.
Throwing a phone. And was she a part of this and to blame for part? I don't know. I don't know. She could be, and it could be all, in the end, it could be all just washed and nothing ever happens and he's not charged. All charges are dropped. Blah, blah, blah. That's fine. I don't know. I have no idea. But where it stands today, this man should not be in camp.
It's not a good look for the Broncos.
It is not. You're sending a really bad message to a lot of people that you can do things like this and get by with it and still have your job, still earn your big fat paycheck, and that shouldn't be allowed. I mean, you and I wouldn't be treated that way.
Oh, no, absolutely. We'd be out of a job, for sure.
And if you agree with me, fine, 303-222-5423. But I saw this story yesterday, and I'm scratching my head. I'm not outraged, but I'm just scratching my head. I'm going, why in the hell are they thinking? Here's a guy facing some real serious charges. And it might happen. It may not happen. He may get them all dropped. I don't know. But boy, oh boy, at some point, you got to, if you're, you know, the GM of the club, you got to say, hey, buddy, listen. You're not off the team. But why don't you just sit out? Just take a break here. Clear up your legal matters. And then we'll discuss this and go from there. Okay? But he's in camp.
Yep.
He's in there. He's practicing with the team.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Free app. Put it on your phone. Free app. Put it on your phone. Take us anywhere you go. Everything on the program will be on the podcast. It comes up after 10 o'clock. I want to go back to this Jonathan Cooper thing real quick here, Carson, because a lot of people are agreeing with me. And my stance on this. And again, I'm not a lawyer. It's just using common sense is all. And some people don't agree with me. Hey, Beach, what happened to innocent until proven guilty? Well, let me put it this way, okay? And I'll explain again. There's a football player by the name of Jonathan Cooper. He plays for the Denver Broncos. He's a pretty darn good player from what I understand. Okay, and he got himself in some trouble just a few months ago. He's been in and out of the courtroom, still not resolved, but he got into it with his girlfriend. He's been accused of domestic violence. He's been accused of stalking in a way, showing up at her apartment, a restraining order. He was arrested 2 times within a week. All this stuff is still pending. I don't know if he's guilty, innocent. There were rumors that the girlfriend threw a phone at him, started it all. I don't know. Have no idea. But let me put it to you this way. I say that it's a bad look for him to be in training camp that he showed up yesterday. The Broncos obviously don't feel that way because he's there. Now, the reason I say it is because it sends a bad message. It's a bad look for the team, and we're better than that. Why not let this thing play itself out? I'm not saying that you don't pay the guy. I'm not saying that he loses his job. I'm just saying that sit on the sidelines until this is figured out. Let me give you an example. If this were a teacher, and that teacher was accused of some inappropriate behavior, nothing major, but just inappropriate, okay? Swapping a text or something like that with a student, all right? That teacher would be put on the sidelines until it's resolved.
Automatically, no questions asked, yes. Suspended.
It's a teacher making teacher salary. But that teacher, now, I don't know if they'd be paid or not. Don't really even care, okay? But that teacher would not be allowed back to that school until this is resolved, okay? And again, innocent until proven guilty. But that would not happen with a teacher. The teacher would have to go home, maybe getting a paycheck, I don't know, but until it's resolved, right?
There's been plenty of instances just like that, that people have been, it's not even, it's just hearsay, it's a rumor even, and they've been suspended or even lost their job.
You're being accused of something.
Yes.
And you're saying, I never did that. I'm completely innocent. You still, as a teacher, you would be sent home, right?
Correct.
What makes a professional football player different?
And Jonathan Cooper's his court date is next month to hear all this. So obviously it hasn't been proven guilty or innocent either way, but
sit out.
Yeah.
Sit out. One player is not going to make a difference on the team. Let him just go to him and say to him, Jonathan, you need to resolve your personal issues, your legal issues. You need to resolve these to continue with the team.
Well,
and we'll see where it goes from here. You can give him his paycheck. I'm not saying cut him off.
Yeah.
I'm not saying fire him. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying, hang on, buddy. Why don't you just take care of yourself right now?
Well, and not to mention, you're a public figure. You're a role model to a lot of kids out there, too, especially being a football player in the NFL.
Right.
So that holds a different weight, too.
Exactly. If you're a police officer and you get accused of roughing somebody up and you say, I didn't do it, I got body cam to prove it, but you're still accused, you're probably going to be put on a desk job, taken off the street.
Put on leave.
Or put on leave for a little bit until it's resolved. That's all I'm saying, okay? And I think most people have common sense and can agree with that.
Yep, and if you're found innocent, Then great.
Look at that.
Rejoin the team.
I've talked you into it, Carson. Look at that. Look what I've done.
I've convinced you. I mean, but
it's
this whole thing with the NFL, and I mean, if it was any other Joe Schmo out there, we would be suspended, fired, no questions asked, whether we're innocent or not.
Not fair. Okay?
Exactly.
And it's a bad look. Shame on you, Broncos. All right, I got that out of my system.
You feel
right.
better?
Hey, last night, she couldn't do it. What's her name again? Megan
Maroney.
I don't even know who this is. I guess it's a big country act, right?
She's huge.
Ballerina. She takes to the stage, and man, is she upset. She cannot perform.
This is obviously the last thing I ever want to do, but I am obviously extremely sick, and I thought I did everything to make myself better, and then obviously do something. I just can't play this show tonight. I want to give you guys the show you deserve, and I'm probably going to go cry in my dressing room now. Stop! I'm sorry. Are you okay? This is like my worst nightmare.
Man, she was torn up over this.
Yeah.
You know, do I act that way when I call in sick?
Absolutely not.
If I'm going to miss the show, when I called her, oh guys, I'm going to tell you something right now. You know, Jamie called in sick this morning, okay? Jamie didn't call and say to me, BJ, I got to tell you right now, I want to be there. I really want to perform, but I can't. I'm throwing up. I got diarrhea. I can't do it. I just can't do it, Beach. I wish I could and tell the fans that I'm so. No, she just sent a text saying, hey, I don't feel good. I'm not going to be there. That's the way it went down
with
us.
Didn't lose any sleep over that. After but she went to sleep, hopefully.
Megan Maroney, she took it personal last night that she was letting the fans down.
I'm probably going to go cry my dressing room now. Stop! I'm sorry. Are you okay?
Jeepers.
I promise I'll make it up to you guys like 10 times. And I love you, and I'm really sorry. And we're going to work out the details, and I'll give you all the information as soon as I can. And I'm really
she's
sorry.
So sensitive.
I love you guys.
She's just all torn up over this.
A lot
of it's going to be okay.
I put up the video of her saying all that on her Facebook page, and a lot of people are saying that, like, for those first two songs, you could tell she was struggling.
Really?
Like, she was coughing. She was. Her voice was cutting in and out, so they get it.
I got a feeling if AC/DC last night at the stadium had to cancel because they didn't feel well, I don't think they would have that emotional tribute to the fans.
No.
I think they'd use the F word, like, man, I feel... Okay, we're leaving.
There would be rioting.
There would be. Yeah, but I'm just saying, they wouldn't be that emotional about canceling.
Oh,
they'd just tell you, hey, we're going home.
Yeah, go kick rocks.
Yeah.
We'll see you somewhere
yeah,
else.
Well, catch us down the road if you get a chance. If we're alive. Unbelievable. She was torn up on stage. AC/DC last night. I wish I could have gone to that show. I really do.
I had some FOMO last night. I'm not
telling
gonna lie.
You, I think that would have been a great show to be at last night at the stadium. You got 70,000 people there.
Singing Thunderstruck.
Yeah. Woo! Back in Black. Everything. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It's a Wednesday. Afternoon showers expected, too.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Mentioned this just a bit earlier. The Mega Millions was won last night. $800 million won in Florida. One ticket, $800 million.
Man.
Wow. What a cash out.
I'm so bummed.
Jeez.
I'm so bummed.
I don't even want to do the math on it. What is it like? I don't know, $300 million in cash?
Yeah, something like that.
After taxes? Wow. All right, well, it's over.
And it had to be Florida yet again.
Oh, boy.
It went everything.
Yeah, Florida nails it. The Powerball, by the way, drawing, I think, tonight. Is that right?
Yes, tonight.
Tonight, the Powerball drawing is 600 and something million?
663 million, and then you got Colorado Lotto tonight, 7.6 million.
Hey, I did notice this, though. So, you know, speaking of money, the Colorado group here, the government, that is, state of Colorado, pushing that unclaimed money thing again. They're saying, get this, the state with the most unclaimed money, what do you think it is? And I'll tell you how much it is, too. It's staggering.
I'm going to go California.
No, it's Ohio.
Ohio?
Ohio. According to the report I saw this morning, it's Ohio. Unclaimed money. That's talking about money that may be held somewhere with the state that, say, you were supposed to get a rebate on a doctor's appointment or some money that you overpaid something else. You know, funds that are out there
money
that are unclaimed that you have no idea that's out there. In Ohio, they have $4.1 billion. Think about that. $4.1 billion in unclaimed money.
Dang.
That is unbelievable.
That's crazy.
State of Colorado, completely nowhere near that, but I think it's somewhere around 80 million. I don't know. I don't remember exactly.
Let me see.
I think it's like $80 million unclaimed. By the way, you can go try to find your money if you want to. I mentioned this several different times simply because a lot of people do find money there. We've seen money as much as $8,000, $9,000.
$2.5 billion.
For Colorado?
The state holds over $2.5 billion, yeah.
Holy moly. I found $210 for me. What is the website again? Unclaimedproperty.com or something?
Yeah.
I think so.
Unclaimedproperty.colorado.gov.
Yeah. You go to that website and they'll look it up. Just put in your information, your street address, and I think there's a couple of other pieces of information they need, but they'll look it up for you and you'll find out if you're owed some money.
Yeah, I only owed like 5 cents.
Yeah.
I was a little disappointed.
I had 200, I think it was $215 the
other day. Nice.
And I've yet to get it.
You got
to
get that. Come on.
I know. I keep, because you've got to jump through some hoops, you know? You got to put in your information, print out this sheet, and then you mail it to them and they mail it back to you.
Yeah, but for $200, yeah. Well worth it.
Yeah, probably so. All right, unclaimed property. Unclaimed property to get your money. State's hanging on to it.
BJ and Jamie.
Alos 1059, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Woo! Check this out. A couple from Littleton, they have a baby. The baby was born on I-225. Played this for you yesterday. Pretty amazing story.
Denver 911, what is the after severe emergency?
I'm on I-225 heading north. My wife is in very active labor.
Jennifer and Rick Maestas never imagined this is how their second child would come into the world. Their baby was expected to have Down syndrome and a heart defect, so they were off to Children's Hospital with their doula close behind, but still 10 miles from the hospital.
Yeah. She's coming. We're going to have to pull this car over. Our doula jumps out of her car. She's straddling me in the front seat of our car.
Are you on a shoulder, sir?
Hang on. The baby's coming out. I'm putting the phone down.
Rick caught their baby as she was born.
Yeah, she delivered.
Baby Kiana was healthy and breathing despite her unusual entrance to the world.
And then the moment she came out, I was like, this is how it was supposed to happen. This is
See,
it.
Carson, I think you have to name the baby by a car part.
Yes,
yes. Okay, you want to play this game with me? I'll start. Call the little guy Bumper. Little Bumper.
Bumper.
Yeah, Bumper. What do you got?
It's a girl, so maybe headlight?
Oh, it's a girl?
Yeah.
All right, Bumper might not work here. All right, how about Catalytic?
Catalytic.
Little Catalytic. Kathleen Catalytic. What about that?
What about Angelina?
Angelina.
Yeah.
Angelina. All right, anybody got any ideas? Let's see here. I want to go with Sunroof. Sunroofy. No, Roofy doesn't work, does it? Let's see. Tires. No, a tire. I don't know. Isn't that wild, though?
That's
you got
crazy.
The baby there on 225? This thing made world news.
I mean... It's crazy. I can't even think about that. Like you're on the way to the hospital, but you don't even make it to the hospital, right? And you're speeding probably. You're 10 miles away from the hospital, and then you got to pull over. Like we're having this baby right now. Do you just jump into action? What goes on? You got nothing else to do.
I don't know, but the dad says he caught little baby Buick.
He caught her coming out, so pretty much a miracle there on the highway.
Oh, I like this one. Dash.
Uh-oh.
Dash. Yeah, I like
okay.
that.
All right, here we go. 303-222-5423. What do you name the baby? It's got to go with a car, okay? Or maybe a pickup. I don't know. But it's got to go with a vehicle, okay? And you can give it any name you want to. We'll come back and read some of the names after the break, all right? All right, Dash. I like Dash.
Dash is a good
Dash
one.
Dash, I kind of like Bumper, too. Little Bumper. Yeah. All right. No, we're not going to use for transmission the word tranny.
Stop it.
Come on now. 303-222-5423. Out of control.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
It happened a couple of days ago. It was a baby born in a car on I-225. I say you got to give it a car name or a car part name for the child. Just, so the child knows its connection, being born in a car. Here's part of the story. Just part of the story.
Denver 911, what is the after severe emergency?
I'm on I-225 heading north. My wife is in very active labor.
Jennifer and Rick Maestas never imagined this is how their second child would come into the world.
Did they say Astis? Is that the last name?
I think so, yeah.
So whatever name we give, it's going to be blank Astis?
Yep.
Hmm. Oh.
World, their baby was expected to have Down syndrome and a heart defect.
Like, for an example, one of these is Airbags Astis.
It's got a good ring.
Sounds dirty.
They were off to Children's Hospital with their doula close behind, but still 10 miles from the hospital.
Yeah. She's coming. We're going to have to pull this car over. Our doula jumps out of her car. She's straddling me in the front seat of our car.
Are you on a shoulder, sir?
Hang on. The baby's coming out. I'm putting the phone down.
By the way, you can't call a little girl Airbags.
No. No, you cannot.
I think we all get it, right? You can't do that, all right? I like Axel.
I like Axel. I like Carlina.
Carlina.
Carlina. Yeah.
Tranny for transmission.
Okay.
Probably won't fly. So we're going to mark off Airbags and Tranny. What about Porsche? Somebody says Porsche or Mercedes.
Those have been done. Well, Mercedes.
Not only that, it sounds... It sounds like little Porsche's about to take stage two up there. Right? Oh, girl. Yeah.
And you got Mercedes coming to stage five.
Yeah, or Airbags. How about Tranny on number four? This is going nowhere. BJ Jamie Morning Show.
It was a bad idea.
BJ and Jamie.
From the movie Toy Story 5. Little Tay-Tay. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It's just Carson and I today. Let me explain real quick here. We got a text overnight, and it was from Jamie saying that she's not feeling well. Not really sure where it came from, but she wasn't feeling well. If you're up at 1:30 at night and you're texting, you probably aren't feeling good, okay? Or you just can't sleep. I got the text this morning. Carson and I decided to go ahead and do a live show simply because it's either that or a best of, the repeats that we have to throw on. And so we always feel like it's better to give you a live show. It's not the same. We get it. When Jamie's here, the banter back and forth is a lot different. Kind of more off the wall, I guess you would say. But I think that it works that we just come in and do a show that's live, okay? And hopefully you enjoy it. But trust me, we know that it's not the same when the full show is together. When somebody's missing from the program, it changes the dynamics in here, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's a little bit different. It's different for us, too. It's a little bit more difficult to do a show like this, with so much content that we do, and to pull it off without, the third person here.
Yep.
So it's but she should be back tomorrow. Is what we're thinking,
yeah,
right?
Hopefully she's feeling better already.
I got an idea on something and a thought. They've added these trikes. You probably know. We have a story here, don't we?
Yeah.
They have these trikes that they put downtown. Three-wheelers, right?
Yeah, the company's called VO.
VO?
Yep.
Is that the name? All right, let's just play this.
VO will be the only way to go if you're looking to rent a set of microwave.
Get it? The way to go? VO? Damn, they're clever.
VO will be the only way to go if you're looking to rent a set of micromobility wheels to get around Denver.
So our fleet is, we have about 9,000 scooters total across Denver.
Oh.
I believe that's about 500 short or 600 short of where the previous micromobility companies.
The shared electric rental vehicle company has a 3-year contract with Denver that started back in May and could even extend to 5 years.
Denver has such incredibly high ridership. Since we landed in Denver on May 1st, we've experienced, ridership like crazy, nonstop riders.
That's why the company decided to test the trike right here in the Mile High City. Riders need to be at least 18 years old, and they encourage everyone to put on that helmet.
Not a problem. Now, you've ridden the two-wheelers down there, right?
The Lime scooters, yeah. Stuff like
Did
that.
You get on there all liquored up?
Plenty of times.
A lot of people do, right?
Oh, yeah.
See, that's what I'm thinking here, okay? This is not about giving it a trial and expanding into other cities. They have seen a problem here in Denver that you people like you, Carson, are crashing into crap, okay? You're down there. You're liquored up on a Saturday night. You think it's going to be fun to grab yourself a scooter, and before you know it, you've run over somebody, okay?
Hey, listen. It's not on all on us because, yes, we may be inebriated, maybe yes, adult beverages,
right,
but the sidewalks are terrible downtown.
You're spilling out into the road. Bloodshed everywhere. hooligans like you.
We need to do better pavement on our sidewalks, okay? They're a little uneven right in some places.
I think they've had so many accidents with the two-wheeler. They've been thinking to themselves, we got to do something. We got to fix this. Too many kids and too many young adults are ending up in the hospital because they're wrecking these things on a Friday night late, and we need to do something. I say we go to the three-wheelers. You know, next they're going to go with the four-wheelers.
A little ATV.
Yeah. So now they have a trike down there with a big old picnic basket on it so that you've got enough room to carry groceries?
Groceries,
is that right?
Or another person. Say your friend passes out. They're too drunk. There you go. You give them right home. There you go. You stick them on the back.
I could see you down there. Well, actually, no. I could see your wife down there on a trike on a Saturday night, okay, about midnight. She's riding down the sidewalk on a trike with you in the basket. You would fit in the basket.
I love you, honey. Thank you so much. Oh, this is great.
Can you get a ticket on those things for drinking and driving one?
I don't think so. I guess I don't know. I've never heard of anyone getting a
ticket. I know you can get a DUI on a bicycle.
Yeah, so.
But you're out on the road.
But with these tricycles, they're saying that those have to be in the bike lane. So technically you are in the road.
I'll bet you can.
If you're riding those trikes, yeah.
They're brand new, aren't they?
Yes.
Have you seen them?
No, I have not.
I want to see you in a basket.
It'll probably happen. I'm not going to lie.
No,
at some
point.
I know it will.
I'm going to say it's going to happen before summer's over. I want to see the first person that we see in a basket because
you know
it's going to.
It's
going to
happen.
It'll happen this weekend.
100%, yes.
I got to carry my buddy. You're getting the basket like a sack of groceries.
Hey, you're getting home safe, okay?
All wasted. PJ Jamie Morning Show.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify.
RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's the refreshing!
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. I'm watching, I guess it's new video of the rescue out of the ocean of that 10-year-old boy that 16-year-old lifeguard pulled out of the water. Wow. That is some dramatic rescue. I think it's a brand new video. Looks like a different angle on here. We'll put it on our Facebook page. If you haven't seen this yet, it happened in California. And the water is extremely rough. I mean, it really is obvious that there's some type of an undertow there. And this kid's trapped. He's a 10-year-old. He's out there in the water. The 16-year-old lifeguard, who, by the way, is very athletic. They say he's on a water polo team. Very good in the water. Highly skilled. He goes into the water and saves this kid. But they go under. They spend more time under the water than on top. I mean, it's very dramatic. And then a couple of people have to go in and even get them out of the water. But it's the 16-year-old that actually saves the life of this 10-year-old. He would have drowned. There's no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, the waves are just just barreling down on him. Yeah. Constantly crashing on him.
Pretty remarkable. And the kid's been invited to the White House. He's going to get a medal of some type. I mean, I don't know. What is
cool.
It called? Civilian medal or something?
I think so,
I think Muhammad Ali got one once and... I think Martin Luther King, I think it was. Somebody else. Well, there's been several over the years, but this kid, this 16-year-old kid, is going to get a presidential medal for saving that 10-year-old's life.
I mean,
but he did do it.
Yeah, it's remarkable.
This kid would have drowned. You can see the video, by the way. We have a lot of stuff on our Facebook page. You go to, what is it, facebook.com/BJ and Jamie fan page?
Yes.
I think that's what it is,
yes.
Right? You go there, and you can check it out. Also on there is the body cam of Tony Romo, who got a OWI, which I'd never heard of, operating while intoxicated in Wisconsin, Milwaukee. He was up there for a golf tournament, and he gets pulled over. I'll play you a piece of that right now. He gets pulled over. The police officer wants to know where the hell you been, where you coming from. He says, I've been at the golf course. He's on his way to see grandma and grandpa. I think he just threw that in there thinking it was very family-oriented.
It had to
And the officer would be like, oh,
yeah,
you're maybe going to see your grandparents,
oh,
Tony.
You're innocent, yeah.
Oh, you're a good grandson. But she didn't buy it. He got arrested.
All.
Here we go.
Where are you coming from?
The golf course. And I'm going to meet grandma and grandpa.
Okay. How many drinks have you had?
And she went straight to how many... drinks you had, right?
Cut to the chase.
Yeah, grandma, grandpa, how many drinks you had, boy? How much you had to drink?
Where are you coming from?
The golf course. And I'm going to meet grandma and grandpa.
Okay. How many drinks have you had?
Zero.
Are you willing to take any field sobriety tests?
Call my lawyer.
You're denying?
She wants him to take a sobriety test. He wants to call his lawyer.
To step out of the vehicle?
No.
Pending field?
I'm just going to call my lawyer.
Okay, step out of the vehicle. Step out of the vehicle.
I thought you were taking me through it.
So, as of right now, we're on a leveled ground. We're on a bridge. I want to convey you somewhere that's going to be an even surface, free of debris.
Yes, I agree. So we don't get hit.
Turn around for me.
Watch the entire video because there's more. He ends up at the police station. And then before he does, he has to do the sobriety test again, the field test. And he's inside the police station or in the garage, it looks like. And he has to warm up. He has to stretch. He's grabbing the bumper. He's doing deep knee bends. He's doing some back stretches. Oh. He's got to do all these stretching like he's getting ready for a football game before he can do the field test.
He's doing plyometrics. Yeah.
I don't know if he knew what a field test was. He kind of looked like he was getting ready to play a game.
Yeah. I would have loved to see him try to do like high knees and then fall over right in front of him.
You got to see the video, the body. I love body cams. Body cams, the best thing ever happened for police officers. It protects the police officer as well as the person being pulled over or arrested or whatever. And it gives us good audio for the radio. I love that. All right, go to our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/BJ and Jamie fan page. Well, there you go. That's it. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, today is National Chicken Wing Day.
Woo!
Yum, yum.
There's a ton of deals out there, and I posted some on our Facebook page, too.
Oh, like what?
Buffalo Wild Wings is doing something. Dave & Buster's, this is a pretty good deal right here. They're doing wing deals that include boneless wings starting at 50 cents each and bone-in wings at just $1 each.
Woo!
And that's when you go there and dine in.
I love wings.
And then also like Wingstop, if you spend $10, you get 5 free wings. And then Hooters is doing something too.
Mm.
There's a ton of deals going on, so you can snag them all up.
You gonna participate today?
I think so. Yeah, I think I'm gonna do the Wingstop deal.
I might do my own.
Oh, you might make them?
Yeah, I just might make them myself.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
National Chicken Wing Day. One of my favorites.
I'm a sucker for wings.
Yeah, me too. I love
them. Gotta be bone in, though.
I love them. Yeah, bone in. I'm with you, pal.
That's the only way to do it.
Absolutely. All right, we gotta go. You guys have a great day today. Jamie should be back with us tomorrow. She was sick today, and hopefully she gets better and back here tomorrow morning. Thank you, Carson. Good job.
Thank you, BJ.
Good job. And I think that's it. Be sure and go to our Facebook page. There will be a podcast later on today, too, on the Odyssey app, that is. And that's it. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy. And we'll see you back here for a Thursday show tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really. Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.